You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzards.
Welcome back, everybody.
Like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly. Like a
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, we got some fun stuff here, people. Okay, we got one more giveaway for Valentine's Day. What does it have to do with winning?
Does any of it have to do with winning?
I'm helping people win Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do.
Dude, can I make fun of we had the funniest social media post. I don't know who put it up because I don't have access to the Twitter account. But it was like... It was a photo. It was like, listen to Tobin and Leroy to win ballet tickets. And then it was just like the most artsy black and white photo of a ballerina. And what do they call a male dancer, JFig? Is he also a ballerina or a ballerino?
Ballerette? No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Male dancer.
I'm actually the one that
a male dancer. What, Chippendales?
You posted that?
It is.
That is so like. I mean, if you want to talk about our show and not being artsy, like that is not our show.
Wait. You made it sound like it was a Chippendales dancer. It was like, what do you call him? A dancer?
Look, I'll send it. I'll show you right now.
It's a ballerino. You were right, by the way.
They're both ballerinas.
No, ballerino.
A ballerino?
A male ballet dancer is called a ballerino in Italian.
But I've never heard anybody introduce themselves and say I'm a ballerino.
It says in English-speaking countries, they're usually called male ballet dancers.
This is the pic.
I was like, what is this?
Wait, what is...
What is that picture?
The girl's too little to be Tobin. I'm clearly...
It's not supposed to imitate us.
Oh, really? No. Why not?
It's not very Tobin and Leroy. Very Tobin and Leroy. Like,
well, what are you going to do? I get sent things and I just post it because it's my job.
But like,
I mean, but I come on.
That's like,
yeah, I'm not sure. I can go ahead and edit one. Don't worry about that.
You could have just took it and made, you know,
I'm not trying more, to make people angry.
More
here.
South Florida centric. Put a couple little rump roasts on the two dancers.
If you want to have liberties with the picture, go for it.
But no.
I got sent something and I did it.
Either way, if you guys do want to win those ballet tickets, Miami City Ballet, if you guys want to go to that for a Valentine's Day performance, that's tomorrow. Okay, so don't call in to win if you can't go tomorrow. Keep on listening to our show and... How do you want to say it? What do you want to say? A gathering of flowers? What do you want to say? How do you want to say it?
Yeah, okay.
A gathering.
A bouquet?
Bunch.
No, it's not a bouquet.
Bouquet.
It's a bouquet.
It's not a bouquet.
It's a bouquet.
It's
a bouquet.
It's definitely a bouquet.
It's a bouquet. No.
Really, it's a bouquet.
Ew, stop it. Minus one.
You guys can win some ballet tickets and some flowers. Lots of
minus
them.
One.
Hey, so the cool thing is, like, even as a kid, I was, like, a big fan of the orchestra.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I swear to God.
Okay.
Dude, I don't believe that. I swear to God.
Orchestra?
He's always talking about orchestra, though.
I'm always talking about violin and Yanni and stuff like
that. Hey, I've never heard you speak about Yanni. Haven't.
No, wait.
You've never said the terms Yanni ever.
One of my favorite concerts I've ever seen on TV, on PBS, was Yanni live at the Acropolis.
Get out of here, dude.
I swear to God, because they had a black violinist who's very famous, and so I started following her. What's I her promise name? You. Karen.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Karen.
Wait. Hold on. Mm. I'll give it to you.
By the way, if you guys don't win, you can get those tickets at MiamiCityBallet.org.
Briggs.
Karen Briggs. Thank you. Apologize, you bum.
You didn't know who she was. Why
am I apologizing? Karen, and you go, there's no way her name is Karen.
No. This is just like the hockey thing.
No,
you.
Wait a minute.
You are.
No. Go watch some Karen Briggs.
You and I have known each other.
I want to talk to you. Go watch some Karen Briggs.
No, I'm going to talk to you for a second. You and I have known each other for a very long time. We've had a lot of conversations. We've had a lot of meals. And I got to tell you something right now. At this moment, this is the first time ever you've ever said, I'm a big fan of the orchestra.
And Yanni. Like, I've never heard
That's where I started, like, getting into it.
What's your favorite instrument?
The violin. I said it. I've said that a thousand times.
Nobody's favorite orchestra instrument is the violin.
True. I'm telling you.
It's a beautiful instrument.
I'm telling you. Wait. Okay. What other show that I've gone to where I said I really liked it?
Trans-Siberian.
Right.
Oh, that's not a true orchestra.
That's Christmas. They do the same. It's the same basic concept.
It's Christmas.
What
Yanni
does
real.
Is use a live band with an orchestra.
But
what Trans-Siberian Orchestra does is they kind of make all the instruments electric.
Yeah, but it's basically like the John Tesh of orchestras.
No, it's not.
It is, though, dude. It is. Because it's very commercialized. It's not like the arts.
Hmm.
Oh my goodness.
By the way, we have a...
Hold on. You didn't believe him either. Why all of a sudden now you believe
him? About what?
You just said...
He has spoken about orchestra. I've
Get out of here. What is he spoken about?
Dude! He started adding people, and that's just not it. Look, this is also
right
a
now.
New edit.
Right now.
Who? What?
Wait. I'm going to go right here. Here's my music.
You know what? Actually, artists, I would love to see your music.
Yeah. You think I'm kidding? Live at the Acropolis. It's on my iPhone.
Let me see. I want to see.
I don't know if I'd brag about that.
No, I'm just saying. Dude.
Let him brag.
Hold on.
I don't know, Tobin. It seems like you may owe him an apology.
I don't think I do owe him an apology.
He seems like he's a man of the arts.
What's your favorite symphony?
Wait, but is it like...
Bittersweet?
Is it in your...
That's a point, dude. Look, no one's listening. That's a point.
I've heard him.
The two hobnob twins over here. Oh, he talks about it all the time. She like, you want to talk about flip-flopping on a take. She starts the takes being like, he's never talked about Yanni. And now all of a sudden she goes,
has mentioned Yanni. He just, he would always say things about orchestra.
Who's always? When is always?
To me, Tobin.
No, oh, how convenient.
Very convenient.
How convenient.
Couple of hobnobbers.
Yeah. Well, while you guys were hobnobbing trying to decide whether or not
I like how you're still standing there like you're just
I don't know, won't play. He's not playing.
Hey,
not
maybe
a,
let me
what
just
what is and, going and on here.
I'll get
I am a
wait. No. Hold up.
Wow.
Flexible.
Shredded.
I am very uncomfortable right now. We should know less about each other.
The shades is an interesting touch for sure.
First of all, Tobin ain't never been that damn ripped.
No.
And if I was him, I'd be smiling and have shades on too if I was ripped like that.
That is
very light on my feet.
Impressive.
Look at your toes the way they curve, Leroy.
I mean, it's pretty accurate if you ask me.
The thing I want to know, though, is how long have you been making up that you like orchestra?
I haven't. Oh, my God, you're the worst.
What's your favorite symphony?
Hmm?
Favorite symphony.
I told you. No, I... I told you what I like.
Okay.
What orchestra I like?
Beethoven, Mozart. What's your?
You
go-to?
Would know Beethoven if you.
I love Beethoven.
Although I will say this.
You've never said that ever.
Although I will say this. In the 90s, right?
What?
There was a guy who came out with a digitalized version Beethoven's number 5, and he did the whole album. Mm. It's called Bachbusters.
What?
It is. It's called Bachbusters, and basically what they did was...
So you're
was,
like a Beethoven cover band.
Kinda.
Interesting.
Wow. Look, I got it on here. Let me see.
Bachbusters.
Yeah.
It exists. Amazon.com.
No, no, it does. You guys think I'm kidding.
I listen
to all types of music.
Mm-mm. When's the last time you played that, Yanni?
When is the last time you played that, Yanni?
I wake up to it.
Oh, get that's so sweet.
No, you don't. Yes. You wake
Let's
up to
call
it.
Call Big Spoon.
What do you wake up to it? Look, I'll show
What does
you.
That even mean? Mm.
It's his alarm clock.
What does that even mean?
Oh, so it goes off and you shut it off immediately because it's so horrible?
No, it's another room. Let me see something.
How much Kenny G do you listen to?
None.
What? That's where you draw the line?
Yeah. You a fan of the oboe?
Huh? Ooh, the oboe.
Cello?
No. Cello to you, sir.
I'm telling you, I don't know why you don't believe me.
It's not that I don't believe you. It's that I don't believe you.
It's that you're lying.
Dude, I'm telling you. I have even... You remember the big disc used to have the...
The vinyl?
No.
Okay.
The digital, ones.
Let me ask you something. When you were in Cleveland, did you go to the state fair and think that was the orchestra? When somebody was just blowing into a jug and playing on a washboard?
No, rednecks, that's your neck of the woods.
The spittoon?
What are you talking about? Like, I don't know why you don't believe this.
I just don't
like,
believe
I it. Really do have this stuff in my
you
iPhone.
You just strike me as somebody who doesn't have
What, you think I just pulled it up on my iPhone just now?
Let me tell you something. As somebody who knows you and knows your tolerance for the slow...
Wow, I guess you never really knew him at all.
It's not slow, though.
Neither did you, because you're making up this whole thing that I know.
Okay. He has.
Leroy
and I talk about music all
listen,
the time.
You're a coverer-up of crimes. I don't believe you.
What?
You started the segment not believing him, and now all of a sudden you guys talk about it all the time.
I started off defending him because he has spoken about orchestra, but when he started mentioning names, that's when I was
So you didn't believe
back.
Him.
So you didn't believe him when it came to
you. So you believe him, but you don't believe him.
I just said that he has never said
She's
Donnie
not credible.
So she doesn't believe you.
No, I sure... Like, you guys are terrible.
You just strike me as somebody... You would have comments throughout the entire orchestra, you know? Like, mm-mm. Oh, that's not how you cello.
You missed that note.
What is there? Why do you
it's
think...
It's a little sharp. Though.
You see that one over there? Little too big for the trumpet.
Judging the maestro nonstop.
You're so uncultured.
He didn't crescendo.
You call that conducting?
They got a big one on the triangle.
And the most delicate instrument to the triangle.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go. I want you to watch this.
I don't want to watch it. I don't like orchestra.
We're
going to get ripped off line. You can't just play music.
You can just watch it over to the side.
None of that works.
Take a break. Back after this.
Oh, we're doing it on a break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.